I was watching the end of a movie, The Serendipity. I'd seen it before, but sometimes I miss the message that movies often deliver. Now, flicks are quite entertaining, and the longer I live, the more I recognize that there's usually a piece of gold hiding beneath all that entertainment. There was a line I picked up from Serendipity. It passed so fast that I had to rewind several times just to get it. Here it is. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. I'm going to say it again. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. Fascinating. A modern romantic film having such a profound streetwise quote from a first century Greek philosopher. The guy's name was Epictetus. Now, I've said it before, but it's worth repeating. You might see a book as just another book, or think of a movie as just a movie. You might think of that sermon you heard as a great sermon, good one, or that aha that you experienced as happenstance. I can tell you this, unequivocally and indubitably, God notes are everywhere, and I mean everywhere. Your life and mine are jammed packed with these God notes in the form of signposts, scribbles, movie lines, gut feelings, cloud formations, song lyrics, fortune cookies. Mm-hmm. Now wait, fortune cookies might be taking that a bit far.
I know that, right?
But you catch my drift. Life is but a master conglomeration of nudges, hints, messages, and 2x4s trying to get our attention and point the way back home. Raise your awareness. Raise that antenna of yours a bit higher this week. Wake up. Become more conscious. Be on the lookout. Know that there will be frequent messages zoom past you. Try and catch them. And when you do, consider what value they bring you. Those are precious notes. Notes worth keeping. I can assure you this, the secrets and recipes to the bodacious life are found much more often in God notes than they are in man notes. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now go make this day count.